Hello, and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston, and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Rosie, who is a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
6 self-care ideas when you have had a hard day. We all occasionally have difficult, overwhelming days. From working a stressful job to studying for an important exam, taking care of an elderly parent, or having a bad encounter with someone, we may feel tense, frustrated, and exhausted. We sometimes forget to take care of ourselves physically, emotionally, and mentally, which affects our well-being. It is important to care for ourselves. There are healthy ways to unwind and alleviate built-up tension. Self-care entails taking care of ourselves and needs to be a priority. Make time for yourself. You may think, I don't have time to even think about self-care, especially at the end of a hard day, I'm too busy. However, if you don't practice self-care, you may feel chronically exhausted and irritated, which increases the risk of depression. To make time for yourself, try setting a boundary, a strategy to set aside uninterrupted time for yourself only. For example, decide on a block of time, such as 6 to 7 p.m. daily. Choose a time and duration that works best for you. Let those who need to know you can't be interrupted during your self-time. Stop interruptions by turning off electronics, such as your cell phone. Find a quiet place, preferably with a door, unless you're outside, of course, and put up a do not disturb sign. Most of all, don't feel you're selfish for taking care of yourself. You need it for your health and well-being, it's extremely important. Ideas for self-care after a hard day. 1. Bend and stretch. Stretching helps to release tension and increase energy. Research indicates that it does this by boosting serotonin, your body's feel-good hormone. It's easy to start a stretching routine, and it only takes 15 to 20 minutes daily. Be sure to warm up slowly first to prevent injury to muscles and tendons. Breathing deeply during stretching is soothing and complements the routine. 2. Watch television. Settle into a comfortable chair, kick back, and watch one of your favorite TV shows. What? Haven't we been told that watching TV isn't a healthy practice? Yes, that's true. Watching TV in excess is unhealthy. However, studies have shown that under the right circumstances and for short periods, television can help you to relax and rejuvenate. Try watching your favorite old TV shows with endearing characters. This makes you comfortable and helps you to feel safe, boosting your mood and energy. 3. Fresh air in nature. A walk outdoors in the fresh air in a natural setting is rejuvenating and makes a hard day seem not so bad after all. Stanford researchers have found that walking in nature yields measurable mental benefits and may reduce risk of depression. Walking in nature boosts mood, improves cognitive abilities, calms anxiety, and increases stamina. 1. A walk in the park can be your best medicine for recovering from a hard day. 4. Listen to favorite music. Studies indicate that listening to music affects the brain in ways that may help promote health and manage disease symptoms. Music can reduce anxiety, blood pressure, and pain and improve sleep quality, mood, mental alertness, and memory. Listen to the music that you enjoy to recover from a hard day. You may even want to listen to music you haven't heard before to find new favorites. 5. Spark your creativity. Did you know that being creative can make you happier? Not only does creativity help to open our minds, but it also improves subjective well-being by increasing positive emotions and life satisfaction. Wind down at the end of the day by painting, writing, photography, or making jewelry, for example. If you don't have a creative hobby, you will find many creative activities online. 6. Be thankful. Gratitude, or feeling thankful, can improve sleep, mood, and immunity while decreasing depression, anxiety, difficulties with chronic pain, and risk of disease. Recognize the positive things in your life and appreciate them. Be thankful for shelter, food, water, good friends, and nature. Remember to show appreciation for others when they help or do something nice for you. Practicing gratitude can help to alleviate the burden of a bad day. Conclusion. At the end of a hard day, you deserve to relax and practice self-care. The preceding ideas will help you to explore options for alleviating end-of-day tension and rejuvenating your mind and body. Self-care is vital for your well-being and happiness in life. References for the information presented are available if requested.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.drlhealthypracticespodcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about information activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.